USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The rate of new positive tests for coronavirus in the United States have slowed this week, including some hotspots that have caused concern among health officials. The rate of new positive tests for coronavirus in the United States have slowed this week, including some hotspots that have caused concern among health officials. Arizona, West Virginia, and New Jersey all seeing decreases in coronavirus new cases, and according to Admiral Brett Jawah, one of the things we can all do is mask up.
Particularly if you're in a hot area, one of those hot states or increasing states, we really need 90-plus percent of people to be wearing masks when they're in public.
Jawah speaking there on MSNBC. The Senate has easily approved a massive defense spending bill that President Trump is threatening to veto. The same bill passed in the House last week. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany explained President Trump's well wishes for Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell were meant to show he wants to see justice served in the courtroom. McEnany offering up the explanation Thursday on Fox News as the president was asked about Maxwell during Tuesday's coronavirus press briefing. Cities across the country will soon be hearing that familiar phrase, play ball. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Today is opening day for Major League Baseball. Play finally begins after the coronavirus shut down the sport during spring training last March. Each team is set to play a 60-game schedule. Some other changes are in place as well, including National League games using the designated hitter for the first time ever. The defending World Series champion Washington Nationals will host the New York Yankees to get the season started later today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many stores across the country, including Costco and Walmart, are now requiring customers and the workers as well to wear masks that cover their mouth and nose to slow the spread of coronavirus. Dan Sensman is a Minneapolis attorney who works with small business owners and individuals. He says,
as long as businesses are enforcing that in a non-discriminatory manner, as long as they're requiring everyone, they have the right on their premises to say, if you want to shop here, you have to wear a mask. And unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what rights we have and who we have them against. That's not something that, you know, the Constitution gives you a right to prevent. You can exercise your right by not shopping at that particular store.
Sensman also telling the NBC affiliate in Minneapolis,
when it's you as, you know, an individual owner or the individual employees of an owner trying to enforce something, it can sometimes be hard. It's a lot easier when you can say, this is a law.
American Airlines is joining rivals, including United, Delta Airlines, and Spirit, in scaling back their summer plans as travel continues to be slow during the coronavirus pandemic. American did not say how many flights it plans to cut, but told pilots in a memo this week to prepare for schedule adjustments. Southwest plans to keep August capacity in planes at 70 to 80% of 2019 levels. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.